KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Iowa State roared back from an early 16-point deficit to make a game of it, but the Cyclones were never able to grab a lead in a 92-81 loss at 6th-ranked Kansas last night.
I tried to prepare our guys. I mean, I've seen a lot of games in this building as a player and a coach and as a scout, and I know how quickly they get out and they just feed off the energy in this building, and that's what they did tonight. They came out and they were hitting everything, and we missed a couple good looks. The next thing you know, they're off and running, and when they get that confidence, it's almost like they're running downhill and you're running uphill, trying to get back in transition. But we did a good job after that.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones got to within one in the second half, but the Jayhawks then took control late after an intentional foul was called on the Cyclones' Dustin Hoag.
Goes from 3-7, and it just that's when the crowd just really got involved again. And I thought we'd done a good job silencing this crowd, which is not easy to do, but they get that call, and now they're up 7 with under 3 to go, and it's tough to fight back from that.
George Niang tied a career high with 24 points, and DeAndre Kane added 22, with the Cyclones fall to 3-4 in the Big 12.
The big thing I said to our guys is, you can't let one loss turn into two. So we got to walk out of here with our heads held high. We battled maybe as good a team in the nation right now, and had an opportunity to win, and that's all you can ask yourselves.
Well, the Cyclones will have an opportunity for payback on Saturday as they'll play host to Oklahoma in Big 12 play. Richard Carter scored 23 points, and Jordan Daniels added 22 as Drake's second-half comeback stopped Missouri State 84-74 last night. Drake raced to a 13-4 lead, fueled by a pair of three-pointers by Chris Caird. Missouri State came back to go up 30-29 with 3:13 left in the first, but Drake countered, leading 38-35 at the break. Missouri State went up 5 on Gavin Thurman's jumper with 7:21 left in the game. Drake coach Ray Giacoletti immediately called timeout, and his Bulldogs scored 15 of the next 17 points as they grabbed control of the game. Drake shot 52% from the floor, including 14 of 24 from beyond the arc. Daniels had 5 three-pointers. Caird added 18 points as he hit 6 of 8 three-point attempts. The Bulldogs improved to 12-9 overall. They're 3-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Deion Mitchell scored 20 points with 6 assists and grabbed 6 rebounds as Northern Iowa posted a 95-81 victory over Evansville last night. Seth Tuttle also had 20 points for the Panthers. Matt Bohannon scored 19. Wes Washpin had 11 points. DJ Ballantyne nearly doubled his season average with a career-high 43 points for the Aces, outperforming the rest of the Evansville team combined. He was 10 of 19 from the field, 19 of 21 from the line, and sank 4 from behind the arc during the contest. But Ballantyne's stellar performance couldn't compensate for a lackluster showing from the rest of the Evansville team. The Panthers had a 54-43 lead at the break and never looked back, extending their advantage in the second period to 22 points as they go on to win. 11-10 now for the Panthers on the season, and they are 5-4 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Elsewhere around the top 25 last night, Nick Johnson kept Arizona's perfect season going for another game. He hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 51 seconds left and a pair of free throws with 5.8 to go as the top-ranked Wildcats survived for a 60-57 victory over Stanford. That's a school record 21st straight win. Syracuse kept pace, downing Wake Forest 67-57. They improved to 20-0. That's the best start in school history. Also last night, it was Northwestern upsetting cold shooting number 14 Wisconsin 65-56. Number 19 St. Louis made quick work of Richmond, winning 77-57. Number 21 Massachusetts was upset by St. Bonaventure 78-65. Also number 22 Memphis held off Central Florida 69-59. And DJ Newbel hit a pull-up jumper over Aaron Kraft with 2 seconds left in overtime to lift Penn State to a 71-70 victory over number 24, Ohio State. Well, the NCAA has cleared highly touted freshman Chris Walker to play for number 3, Florida, and says he'll be eligible to play Tuesday night against Missouri. The 6'10 forward will have sat out 12 games after the NCAA determined that he received preferential treatment from 5 people, including 2 agents. According to facts agreed upon by Florida and the NCAA, Walker accepted free cell phones and service, airfare, lodging, meals, and apparel while he was a prospect. People close to Walker also received free airfare and lodging for 9 different trips, including 8 associated with Walker's non-scholastic basketball team competitions. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women pulled away in the second half as they grabbed another road victory. They beat Minnesota 64-56 last night, improving to 5-3 in Big Ten play.
have an 18-point lead, 2 minutes remaining in this game. I don't remember coming to Minnesota and having that situation ever before, so it feels really good. I thought our team's defense was very good tonight. I thought our rebounding the second half was good, but just such a great team performance, and that's what I love. You know, we're 1 point away from having 5 players in double figures, and I love the balance of our basketball team.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Allie Disterhoff led the Hawkeyes with 13 points as they dominated the glass in the second half. Iowa improves to 17-5 overall. The Hawkeyes will be at home on Saturday as they host Nebraska. Asia Boussey scored 14 points and grabbed 11 rebounds, leading number 20 West Virginia to a 67-56 win over number 23 Iowa State last night. The Mountaineers, who won by 14 at Iowa State 2 weeks ago, held the Cyclones to 28% shooting. Bria Holmes had 16 for West Virginia. Hallie Christofferson had 20 to lead the Cyclones, who fall to 15-5 overall. They're 4-5 in the Big 12. The Mountaineers improved to 18-3. They're 7-2 in conference play. In the NBA last night, Oklahoma City beat Miami 112-95, Toronto over Orlando 98-83. Philadelphia beat Boston 95-94, Minnesota topping New Orleans 88-77. Phoenix outscored Milwaukee 126-117, Houston edging Dallas 117-115. Charlotte over Denver 101-98, Chicago beat San Antonio 96-86, Memphis over Sacramento 99-89, LA Clippers beat Washington 110-103. Detroit at Atlanta was postponed because of weather. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Rangers beat the New York Islanders by a score of 2-1. Edmonton shut down San Jose 3-0, and Chicago beat Vancouver 5-2. Well, Phil Mickelson is going ahead with his Phoenix Open title defense after testing his ailing lower back Wednesday at Whisper Rock. He first felt some soreness in his back 2 weeks ago in Abu Dhabi and then withdrew from the Farmers Insurance Open on Friday after making the cut at Torrey Pines. He flew to Georgia to see back specialist Tom Bors and was told his facet joints had locked up. Lefty also has won the Phoenix PGA stop in 1996 and 2005. Mickelson also said he would play next week at Pebble Beach. Well, 6-time All-Star Lance Berkman is retiring after 15 seasons in the major leagues. Berkman finished a .293 career hitter with 366 home runs and 1,234 RBIs. The 37-year-old Berkman was the first overall pick by Houston in 1997 out of Rice and played 12 seasons for the Astros. He played 1,879 career games, all but 287 of them for Houston. Berkman almost left the game last offseason before signing with the Texas Rangers, but he had another injury-plagued season that limited him to just 73 games. Well, the Petty dynasty is now completely represented in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Maurice Petty has been formally inducted into the hall, joining his father, brother, and cousin as members of the exclusive group. The chief was inducted by brother Richard Petty, the 7-time NASCAR champ and member of the inaugural Hall of Fame class. Maurice Petty is the first engine builder to be inducted into the hall. His engines won 7 titles and more than 200 races, including 7 Daytona 500s. Fireball Roberts, considered the first superstar of NASCAR, was the second member inducted. Jack Ingram, considered one of NASCAR's greatest drivers, was inducted by his close friend and rival Harry Gant. 2-time series champ Tim Flock, one of NASCAR's first dominant drivers, was also inducted. Well, the Broncos braved the cold for their first full practice of Super Bowl week, working in pads for nearly 2 hours after a 30-minute walkthrough session yesterday. Denver practiced on the synthetic turf outdoor field at the New York Jets training facility. By the end of practice, the temperature dipped to 21 degrees. Broncos coach John Fox said after practice it was great, labeling his team pretty much weatherproof. Fox has chosen not to use the indoor field at the Jets' plush headquarters for practices this week, opting for the type of natural elements that will greet his team at MetLife Stadium on Super Sunday. Running back Marshawn Lynch got his usual Wednesday off as the Seattle Seahawks began their final preparations for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Lynch was the only Seattle player not to participate as the Seahawks practiced indoors at the New York Giants team facility. Lynch has typically been given Wednesdays off for much of the season. Seattle opened the doors to the Giants facility midway through practice in an attempt to simulate the temperature the Seahawks are likely to see Sunday against Denver. Elsewhere around the league, the St. Louis Rams fired defensive coordinator Tim Walton after finishing in the middle of the pack in his one season. Walton spent 4 years as the secondary coach in Detroit before he was hired last year by the Rams. The Rams finished with the 15th overall defense in the NFL during the regular season, allowing 345 yards per game. They were 13th in points allowed. The Baltimore Ravens have hired Steve Spagnuolo as their head, their secondary coach and assistant head coach. Spagnuolo became Baltimore's senior defensive assistant in 2013. Before then, he was defensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints in 2012, and he also spent time as the head coach of the St. Louis Rams from 2009 to 2011. Offensive lineman Jonathan Martin says racial and aggressive talk made by teammates, along with sexually charged comments about his mother and sister, all played a role in his decision to leave the Miami Dolphins. Martin was interviewed by former NFL coach Tony Dungy for NBC. Dungy is also part of a committee assigned by the Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, to review the team's code of conduct. Martin left the Dolphins in October and alleged that he was harassed daily by teammates, including fellow lineman Richie Incognito, who was suspended for the final 8 games. And if you're still waiting to make a prediction on Sunday's Super Bowl, you might want to hold off until today when a Utah ape, an ape, who has correctly picked the winner 6 straight years, makes his selection. The ape, whose name is Eli, will choose between papier-mâché helmets of the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks today at the Hogle Zoo in Salt Lake City. Zookeepers let the full-grown orangutan loose in the room with those helmets, and the one he touches first is his pick. Erica Hansen of the Hogle Zoo says Eli sometimes waits and thinks it over. Last year, though, he charged right out and knocked over a papier-mâché goalpost decorated with the Ravens logo. Hansen says interest and excitement about Eli's Super Bowl pick has increased as his streak of 6 in a row continues to grow. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.